Change doesn't happen by accident, it happens by design. Every great reinvention begins with a single decision, the decision to no longer live the same way. Maybe you've felt stuck lately. Maybe your routines have grown stale, your energy is low, or you simply know you're capable of more than what you're currently living. The truth is, you don't need an entire year to turn things around. You don't need to wait for the perfect time. What you need is 30 focused days. 30 days of deliberate, consistent action to completely reshape the direction of your life. In this audiobook, we will create a clear step-by-step plan to reinvent yourself from the inside out. Over the next 15 chapters, you'll learn how to define the person you want to become, clear away what's been holding you back, build powerful habits, and take bold action even when it feels uncomfortable. Each chapter is designed to guide you one step closer to the version of yourself you know you can be. This journey will challenge you. It will stretch you. But if you commit fully, by the end of these 30 days, you will not only see changes in your habits, confidence, and mindset, you'll see a completely new future opening before you. You don't have to wait for tomorrow, or next week, or next year. The time to reinvent your life is now. Take a deep breath, clear your mind, and get ready. Let's begin. Chapter 1. Decide who you want to become. Every great transformation starts with a single powerful question: who do you really want to become? Before you change your habits, before you build new routines, before you even set a single goal, you must get crystal clear on the kind of person you are striving to be. Without this clarity, you'll spend your life chasing random things, feeling busy but never fulfilled. You'll wake up every day working hard, but without a clear direction, it will feel like running on a treadmill, exhausting, yet going nowhere. Think about it for a moment. Most people never stop to define their ideal self. They drift through life, shaped by the expectations of others, their family, friends, society. They take jobs they don't love, settle for relationships that don't inspire them, and accept habits that slowly drain their energy. Reinvention begins when you step back and say, "Wait, this is my life. I get to choose who I become." Start by imagining your best future self, 30 days, 6 months, even 5 years from now. What does that version of you look like? How do they think? How do they treat others? How do they show up every single day? Get specific. Maybe your future self is calm under pressure, confident in every room they walk into, financially secure, and full of energy. Or maybe your vision is about freedom, living on your own terms, creating work you love, and surrounding yourself with people who lift you higher. There are no wrong answers, as long as they are your answers. Now write it down. Don't just think about it, capture it on paper. When you see your vision in front of you, it becomes real. Write a simple statement: "I am becoming a person who," and then describe that version of yourself in detail. This isn't about perfection, it's about direction. Here's why this matters so much. When you know who you want to become, every decision becomes easier. Choices stop feeling random. You start asking, "Does this move me closer to my vision, or further away?" This simple question can guide your actions every single day. For the next 30 days, your mission is to align your actions with your vision of your future self. You don't need to overhaul everything overnight. You just need to begin making small, consistent choices that reflect who you want to be. If your vision is to be healthy, start with one small habit, like drinking more water or taking a daily walk. If your vision is to be financially free, start tracking your spending or learning about money management. These small steps, taken consistently, create momentum. So pause now and really think about it. Who do you want to become? This is the foundation of your reinvention. Decide today, and let that decision shape every day that follows. Your new life begins with the identity you choose to step into. Chapter 2. Clear the clutter blocking your growth. Before you can build the life you want, you have to clear away the things that are standing in your way. Imagine trying to plant a beautiful garden, but the soil is full of weeds, rocks, and trash. No matter how good the seeds are, they won't grow. Your life works the same way. If you don't remove the clutter, mental clutter, physical clutter, and emotional clutter, you'll keep struggling to make progress. Most people try to reinvent their lives by adding more habits, more routines, more goals. But often, the real breakthrough comes from subtracting, from letting go of what's no longer serving you. Think about how much weight you're carrying right now. Old fears, toxic relationships, regrets, unfinished projects, overcommitments. Every single one of these is like a heavy backpack you've been hauling around for years. It's no wonder you feel tired before you even begin. Let's start with your environment. Look around the space where you spend most of your time, your bedroom, your desk, your car. Cluttered spaces lead to cluttered minds. When your surroundings are messy, it's harder to think clearly and stay motivated. Spend an hour today clearing just one area. Throw away things you don't need. Donate what someone else could use. Create space for your future self to breathe. A clean space sends a message to your brain. I'm serious about this new chapter. Next, clear the digital clutter. Your phone and computer are probably overflowing with unnecessary apps, files, and notifications. These constant pings steal your focus and energy without you even noticing. Turn off non-essential notifications. Unsubscribe from emails you never read. Organize your digital files so you can find what you need quickly. This might seem small, but every bit of mental energy you save adds up. Now let's talk about the deeper clutter. The emotional kind. This is the stuff you can't see, but it weighs the most. Maybe it's a relationship that drains you. Maybe it's resentment you've been holding on to for years. Maybe it's guilt about past mistakes. Carrying this emotional baggage keeps you stuck in the past. It's like trying to run forward while chained to a wall. Forgiveness is one of the most powerful tools for clearing emotional clutter. Forgiveness doesn't mean what happened was okay. It simply means you refuse to let it control you anymore. Sometimes the person you most need to forgive is yourself. Think about the mistakes you've made, the opportunities you missed, the times you fell short. Acknowledge them, learn from them, and then release them. You cannot reinvent your life while clinging to an old version of yourself. There's also clutter in your schedule, all the commitments that eat up your time, but don't bring real value. For the next 30 days, I want you to say no more often. Protect your time like it's gold, because it is. Look at your calendar and ask, does this activity align with the person I want to become? If the answer is no, it's time to let it go or delegate it. Freeing up just a few hours each week will give you the energy to focus on what truly matters. This process of clearing isn't always easy. You might feel resistance. Some of the things you need to let go of are comfortable, even if they're harmful. It's like holding on to a worn-out pair of shoes. They don't fit anymore, but they feel familiar. Remember this: every time you let go of something that no longer serves you, you make room for something better to enter your life. By the end of today, I want you to choose one physical area, one digital space, and one emotional burden to clear. Start small. Maybe it's cleaning your desk, deleting distracting apps, or having an honest conversation with someone. These small acts of clearing will create a ripple effect. Reinvention is not just about what you add to your life. It's equally about what you subtract. When you remove the clutter, you create space for clarity, energy, and growth. Imagine stepping into the next 30 days feeling lighter, freer, and fully focused on your vision. That's what clearing the clutter gives you, the freedom to move forward without unnecessary weight. Your future self is waiting. Clear the path so you can finally meet them. Chapter 3. Build a mindset that fuels lasting change. You can clear the clutter, set exciting goals, and create the perfect plan. But if your mind isn't in the right place, none of it will stick. True reinvention begins in your thoughts. The way you think shapes the way you act, and the way you act shapes the life you create. If you want to change your life, you must first change the way you see yourself and the world around you. Think of your mind like the engine of a car. If the engine is weak or broken, the car won't move, no matter how shiny the outside looks. The same is true for you. You can work on your habits, your routines, and even your appearance. But if your mindset is still filled with self-doubt, fear, and negativity, you'll stay stuck in the same place. Most people underestimate just how powerful their thoughts are. A single negative thought, repeated often enough, becomes a belief, and that belief begins to control your decisions. For example, if you keep telling yourself, "I'll never be disciplined," your brain will find ways to prove you right. You'll skip workouts, procrastinate on projects, and then say, "See, I knew I couldn't do it." This creates a vicious cycle where your beliefs and actions keep reinforcing each other. But here's the good news. Just as negative thoughts create negative cycles, positive and empowering thoughts create new positive cycles. You have the power to train your mind to work for you instead of against you. It won't happen overnight, but with practice, you can replace old, limiting beliefs with ones that support your growth. Start by becoming aware of your self-talk, the constant conversation happening in your head. Pay attention to the words you use when you think about yourself. Are they encouraging or critical? Are they focused on possibilities or limitations? For the next few days, I want you to listen closely. When you catch yourself thinking something negative like, "I can't handle this," stop and reframe it. Instead, say, "I'm learning how to handle this." It may seem simple, but these small shifts in language begin to rewire your brain. Another powerful tool for shaping your mindset is visualization. Spend a few minutes each morning picturing your future self, the person you are becoming. See yourself living the life you want, feeling confident, strong, and capable. Imagine the details: what you're wearing, where you are, who you're with, how you feel. Your brain doesn't fully distinguish between real and vividly imagined experiences. The more clearly you see this vision, the more your mind begins to believe it's possible. And when your mind believes, your actions follow. Mindset also has a lot to do with how you interpret challenges. Many people see obstacles as proof that they're failing. They hit a roadblock and think, "Maybe I'm not cut out for this." But those who successfully reinvent themselves view challenges differently. They see them as part of the process. Every struggle is a test, an opportunity to grow stronger. When something goes wrong, instead of asking, "Why me?" ask, "What can I learn from this?" That simple shift turns setbacks into stepping stones. One of the most important beliefs you can develop is this: you are not your past. Your mistakes, your failures, even your current circumstances, they don't define you. They are simply chapters in your story, not the whole book. Your future is being written right now, through the choices you make today. If you hold on to an identity tied to who you used to be, you'll keep recreating the same patterns. But when you decide to embrace a new identity, everything changes. For these 30 days, commit to becoming the guardian of your thoughts. Each morning, set a simple intention for how you want to think and act that day. Maybe it's, "Today, I choose to be focused," or, "Today, I choose to act with courage." Repeat it to yourself throughout the day. Over time, these daily intentions become part of who you are. Remember, your mindset is like a muscle. The more you work it, the stronger it gets. At first it may feel uncomfortable, even unnatural. That's normal. Growth always feels awkward in the beginning. But if you stay consistent, you'll start to notice subtle shifts, more confidence, more resilience, more inner strength. When you build a mindset that fuels lasting change, you become unstoppable. The outside world may throw challenges at you, but you'll have the inner power to rise above them. Your thoughts will no longer be your enemy, they'll be your greatest ally. And when your mind is aligned with your vision, there's no limit to what you can create. Chapter 4. Create your 30-day reinvention blueprint. Now that you've decided who you want to become, cleared the clutter, and started building the right mindset, it's time to put everything into a clear, practical plan. Because here's the truth, dreams without structure fade fast. You can feel inspired for a day, maybe even a week, but without a blueprint to follow, life will pull you back into old routines before you know it. That's why this chapter is about turning ideas into action, creating a 30-day reinvention blueprint that keeps you moving forward, step by step. Think of this plan like a map. If you were driving across the country, you wouldn't just start the car and hope to end up at the right destination. You'd know where you're going, the best route to take, and the stops you'd make along the way. Reinventing your life is no different. You need direction. You need clarity, and you need small daily actions that build towards something bigger. Start by breaking your 30 days into 4 weeks, each with a specific focus. Week 1 might be about creating energy and building discipline. Week 2 could focus on learning new skills or replacing old habits. Week 3 might be about taking bolder actions, things that stretch you out of your comfort zone. And week 4 could center on strengthening consistency, so the changes last long after the 30 days are over. When you break it down this way, the journey feels manageable instead of overwhelming. Next, write down 3 to 5 daily habits, or actions that directly support the person you want to become. Keep them small enough that you can actually stick to them. For example, if you want to improve your health, your daily habits might include drinking enough water, exercising for 20 minutes, and preparing one healthy meal. If your goal is financial growth, maybe you track your spending, read for 10 minutes about money management, and look for one new income opportunity each day. The key is consistency. Small actions repeated daily create big results over time. Now, here's something important. Don't overload yourself. The biggest mistake people make when trying to change their lives is doing too much at once. They try to wake up at 5 a.m., start a strict diet, run 5 miles, read 3 books, meditate, and launch a business all in the same week. By day 3, they're exhausted and give up. Your blueprint should challenge you, but it shouldn't crush you. Success comes from steady progress, not burnout. Another thing to include in your blueprint is reflection time. Every few days, set aside 10 minutes to ask yourself, what's working? What isn't? How do I feel about my progress? This keeps you aware and allows you to adjust instead of blindly following a plan that might need tweaking. Remember, the blueprint is a guide, not a prison. You can adapt as you go. Visualization can also be a powerful part of your plan. Each morning before you dive into your daily actions, close your eyes for a minute and picture yourself completing them successfully. See yourself finishing that workout, saying no to distractions, or making progress on a personal goal. When you visualize success, your mind becomes familiar with it, and your actions begin to follow naturally. Lastly, write down one bold action for each week, something that scares you a little, but will move you forward in a big way. It could be reaching out to a mentor, signing up for a class, starting a side project, or having a difficult conversation you've been avoiding. Bold actions build confidence and speed up your transformation. By the end of this chapter, I want you to have a simple, clear plan for the next 30 days. your reinvention blueprint, not a complicated list of impossible tasks, but a focused plan with daily habits, weekly themes, reflection time, and bold actions that stretch you. Because reinvention doesn't happen by accident. It happens because you decide where you're going. You plan the steps, and then you show up every single day to follow them. This is your map. This is your blueprint. Stick to it, and the next 30 days could change everything. Chapter 5. Transform your morning. Transform your life. If you win the morning, you win the day. It's that simple. The way you start your day sets the tone for everything that follows. Yet most people wake up rushed, distracted, and already behind. They grab their phone before they've even left the bed, scroll through notifications, and immediately start reacting to other people's demands. By the time they sit down to actually focus on their own goals, half their energy is already gone. But here's the truth. Your morning is the one part of the day you can completely control before the world starts pulling at you, before emails and messages start coming in. You have a window of time that belongs entirely to you, and how you use that time will determine the quality of your entire day, and over time the quality of your entire life. Creating a powerful morning routine doesn't mean you need to wake up at 4 a.m. or follow a strict, complicated plan. It's about designing a routine that works for you and aligns with the person you want to become. The key is consistency. Even 30 focused minutes in the morning can make a huge difference if you use them wisely. The first thing to focus on is your mindset. When you wake up, your mind is like soft clay, ready to be shaped. If you start your day with negative thoughts or stress, that energy will carry into everything you do. Instead of immediately checking your phone, take a few minutes for quiet reflection. You might sit in silence, practice gratitude, or repeat a positive intention like, "Today I choose focus and growth." These few moments of calm will center you and set a powerful tone for the day. Next, move your body. It doesn't have to be an intense workout. Even 5 or 10 minutes of stretching, walking, or light exercise will wake up your system and boost your energy. Physical movement early in the day signals to your brain that it's time to be alert and engaged. Plus, when you take care of your body first thing, you're less likely to neglect it later when things get busy. Another key element is planning your day before it begins. Too many people go through their day, reacting to whatever comes at them, instead of directing their focus where it matters most. Take a few minutes each morning to look at your priorities. Ask yourself, what are the 3 most important things I need to accomplish today? Write them down. If you complete those 3 things, no matter what else happens, you'll end the day feeling productive and in control. It's also powerful to include something in your morning routine that feeds your mind and spirit. This could be reading a few pages of a meaningful book, listening to a motivational audiobook, journaling your thoughts, or even spending a moment outdoors to connect with nature. These small practices remind you that life is bigger than today's tasks and help you start with a sense of purpose. Here's a simple structure you can try. 10 minutes of mindset work, 10 minutes of movement, and 10 minutes of planning or learning. That's it. 30 minutes to completely change how you feel about your day. If you have more time, great. If not, even 15 minutes can have a dramatic impact when done consistently. The most challenging part of building a morning routine isn't the routine itself, it's getting out of bed. When the alarm goes off, your mind will try to convince you to hit snooze. This is where discipline comes in. Remind yourself why you're doing this. You're not just getting up early, you're taking control of your life. You're showing your future self that you are serious about your reinvention. In the first few days, it will feel uncomfortable. You might be tired or tempted to skip it. But stick with it. After a week or two, your body will adjust, and you'll start to crave that peaceful, powerful start to the day. Remember, mornings aren't just about rituals, they're about identity. Every morning you are casting a vote for the kind of person you are becoming. Are you someone who drifts through life on autopilot, or are you someone who wakes up with intention and purpose? Transform your morning, and you'll transform your entire life. It all begins with how you choose to greet the day. Start strong, and everything else will follow. Chapter 6. Strengthen self-discipline through small daily wins. Self-discipline is the bridge between who you are now and who you want to become. It's the quiet force that turns intentions into reality. Without it, your goals remain just dreams, floating in your mind, never taking shape in the real world. With it, you can build anything, a strong body, a thriving career, a meaningful life. But here's the problem. Most people think of discipline as something harsh and heavy. They imagine it as strict rules, endless sacrifices, and punishing routines. No wonder so many people give up after a few days. True discipline isn't about being hard on yourself. It's about being consistent with yourself. It's about showing up every single day, even if it's just for a few minutes, and keeping the promises you make to yourself. The key to building discipline is starting small. Think about it like lifting weights. If you walk into a gym and try to lift the heaviest weight on the first day, you'll hurt yourself and never come back. But if you start light and gradually increase the weight, you get stronger week after week. Discipline works the same way. You don't need to overhaul your entire life overnight. You need small, manageable wins that stack up over time. Choose one simple habit to start with. Maybe it's drinking more water, reading for 10 minutes, or walking for 15 minutes each day. Whatever it is, make it so small that you can't fail. Your mind will resist at first. It will try to tell you it's too easy, that it doesn't matter. Ignore that voice. The goal right now isn't to impress anyone, it's to prove to yourself that you can follow through. Every time you complete that small habit, you're sending a message to your brain: I keep my promises, I can be trusted. Over time, this builds a powerful sense of self-respect, and self-respect fuels discipline like nothing else. Think about it, when you respect yourself, you don't want to let yourself down. You become your own coach, your own motivator, your own ally. Another important piece of discipline is removing temptation. It's much easier to stay consistent when you design your environment to support your goals. If you want to eat healthier, don't keep junk food in the house. If you want to focus on your work, turn off notifications and put your phone in another room. Willpower is limited, but environment is powerful. Set yourself up to win by making good choices the easy choices. Discipline also grows stronger when you celebrate small victories. Too often, we only reward ourselves when we hit a big milestone, like losing 20 pounds or finishing a major project. But by then, motivation has already faded. Instead, celebrate every small step. Did you complete your habit today? Acknowledge it. Even a simple, "Yes, I did it," builds positive reinforcement. Your brain loves rewards, and those little celebrations keep you moving forward. Here's something to remember. Discipline isn't about perfection. There will be days when you slip, when you miss a habit, when life throws something unexpected your way. That's okay. What matters most is how quickly you get back on track. Don't let one bad day turn into a bad week. Forgive yourself, learn from it, and recommit. Every comeback strengthens your discipline even more. As you build this skill, you'll notice something amazing. The same energy you use to stick to one habit will begin to spill into other areas of your life. Maybe you start by exercising each morning, and soon you find yourself eating better without even thinking about it. Or you commit to saving a small amount of money each week, and suddenly you feel more focused at work. Discipline in one area creates momentum everywhere. By the end of these 30 days, your goal isn't to be perfect. Your goal is to be consistent. Even small daily wins, tiny actions repeated again and again, will transform you. Because discipline isn't built in grand gestures. It's built in the quiet moments when no one's watching, when you choose to do what's right, instead of what's easy. So start small, win today, then win again tomorrow. And before you know it, you'll have built a level of self-discipline that makes reinvention not just possible, but inevitable. Chapter 7. Break free from the habits that hold you back. You can't step into a new life while clinging to the habits of the old one. It's like trying to run a race while dragging a heavy anchor behind you. No matter how hard you push forward, those old patterns will pull you back again and again. If you truly want to reinvent yourself, you must identify and break free from the habits that are quietly sabotaging your progress. Here's the tricky part. Destructive habits don't always scream for attention. Sometimes they're subtle. They hide in your daily routine disguised as just the way things are. Scrolling on your phone for hours each night, hitting the snooze button again and again, spending money on things you don't need, doubting yourself before you even try. These habits might seem small in the moment, but over time they shape your entire life. The first step to breaking free is awareness. You can't change what you don't notice. For the next couple of days, pay close attention to your actions. Notice the patterns that repeat. Ask yourself, does this habit move me closer to the person I want to become or further away? Be brutally honest. If a habit isn't helping you grow, it's holding you back, no matter how comfortable or familiar it feels. Once you've identified a habit you want to change, don't try to fight it with sheer willpower. That rarely works. Instead, replace it with something better. Habits are like vines. When you pull one out, you need to plant a new one in its place, or the old one will grow back. For example, if you want to stop late-night snacking, replace that time with a calming evening ritual like reading or stretching. If you're trying to quit hitting snooze, put your alarm across the room so you're forced to get out of bed, and immediately start a morning routine you enjoy. Another powerful strategy is to change your triggers. Most habits are linked to specific cues, a time of day, an emotion, a place. Maybe you overeat when you're stressed, or you waste hours on social media whenever you feel bored. When you notice the trigger, you gain power over the habit. Instead of automatically reacting, you can pause and make a conscious choice. That pause is everything. It's the moment where your future self gets to step in and take control. Don't underestimate the role of your environment either. If you're trying to stop a habit, make it harder to do. If you want to quit mindless scrolling, delete distracting apps or log out of accounts. If you're trying to eat healthier, don't keep junk food in the house. The fewer temptations you face, the more energy you have to focus on building the life you want. Breaking old habits isn't just about removing bad behaviors, it's about rewriting your identity. Every time you make a better choice, you're telling yourself, I am no longer that person, I am someone new. That identity shift is what makes the change stick. You're not just a person who doesn't smoke, you're a healthy person. You're not just someone who goes for a run, you're an athlete. The more you reinforce this new identity, the stronger it becomes. Of course, you'll face setbacks. There will be days when you slip, when the old habit creeps back in. Don't let one mistake convince you to give up. One bad moment doesn't erase your progress. Think of it like learning to walk. When a baby falls, they don't say, "Walking isn't for me." They get up and try again. You must do the same. Every time you get back up, you weaken the old habit and strengthen the new one. For these 30 days, focus on breaking just one or two major habits. Don't try to change everything at once. When you master those, you'll build the confidence to tackle the next ones. Remember, each habit you break is like cutting a chain that's been holding you down. With every chain you cut, you move a little more freely toward the life you want. Breaking free from destructive habits isn't easy, but it's worth it. Because once you let go of what's been weighing you down, you'll finally have the energy, focus, and freedom to rise into the person you've always known you could be. This is where real reinvention begins, not just adding new habits, but courageously letting go of the old ones. Chapter 8. Recharge your energy by caring for your body. If you want to reinvent your life, you need energy, and lots of it. Without energy, even the best plan will fail. You can have clear goals, powerful habits, and a strong mindset. But if you wake up feeling drained every morning, it's like trying to run a marathon with no fuel in the tank. Your body is the foundation of everything you do. If you don't take care of it, eventually, it will slow you down, no matter how determined you are. Think about the times you've felt completely exhausted. How did you show up for your work, your relationships, your dreams, when you're running on empty? Even small tasks feel overwhelming. You get irritable, you procrastinate, and you make choices you later regret. But when you feel energized, everything changes. You think more clearly. You handle challenges with patience. You move through your day with strength and confidence. The good news is, you don't need a complicated fitness program or a perfect diet to boost your energy. Small, intentional changes will make a huge difference, and they're easier to maintain over time. The first step is sleep. Many people treat sleep like a luxury, something they'll get when they have time. But sleep isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. Aim for 7 to 8 hours each night. Create a simple bedtime routine that signals to your body, it's time to wind down, dim the lights, put away screens and do something relaxing like reading or journaling. Quality sleep is the ultimate reset button for your body and mind. Next, focus on movement. Your body was designed to move, yet modern life keeps many of us sitting for hours on end. You don't need to run marathons or spend 2 hours in the gym. Even 20 to 30 minutes of daily movement can dramatically improve your energy levels. This could be a brisk walk, bodyweight exercises, stretching, or dancing in your living room. The type of exercise matters less than the consistency. When you move your body, you send a signal to your brain that it's time to wake up and engage fully with life. Then let's talk about nutrition. The food you eat is literally the fuel your body runs on. If you constantly fill it with junk, processed foods, sugary snacks, endless cups of coffee, you'll experience crashes, mood swings, and fatigue. You don't have to follow a strict diet. Start simple. Drink more water. Eat more whole foods like fruits, vegetables, and lean proteins, and cut back on excess sugar. Notice how certain foods make you feel. Your body will tell you what it needs if you listen closely. Another factor that's often overlooked is breathing and stress management. When you're stressed, your breathing becomes shallow, which signals to your body that you're in danger, even when you're not. Take a few minutes each day to pause. Breathe deeply and reset. Try this. Inhale slowly for 4 counts, hold for 4 counts, and exhale for 6 counts. Repeat a few times. This simple practice can lower stress and instantly boost your energy. And here's something important. Caring for your body isn't just about physical health. It's also about boundaries. If you're constantly overcommitted, saying yes to everyone and everything, you'll burn out no matter how much you sleep or exercise. Protect your time and your energy. It's okay to say no. In fact, every no to something draining is a yes to your reinvention. As you go through these 30 days, pay attention to how your body feels. Energy is feedback. If you're tired, don't just push through. Ask why. Maybe you need more rest, better nutrition, or simply a break. Reinvention isn't about punishing your body, it's about partnering with it. When you care for your body, you create a strong foundation for everything else in your life. Imagine what it would feel like to wake up every morning refreshed, energized, and ready to take on the day. To move through life with strength instead of sluggishness. That kind of energy doesn't just happen. It's built, one choice at a time. Your body is your most valuable tool for reinvention. Treat it well, and it will carry you further than you ever imagined. Start today with small steps. Drink more water. Go for a walk. Turn off the lights a little earlier tonight. These simple actions will compound over time, giving you the vitality you need to create the life you've been dreaming of. Chapter 9. Take bold action, even when you're afraid. Fear is one of the biggest barriers to reinvention. It shows up the moment you try to do something new, something uncertain, something that pushes you out of your comfort zone. Fear whispers in your ear. What if you fail? What if you embarrass yourself? What if it doesn't work out? And too often, we listen, we freeze, we play it safe. We stick with what's familiar, even if it's not what we truly want. But here's the truth. Fear isn't your enemy. Fear is a sign that you're moving in the right direction. It shows up not because you're weak, but because you're standing at the edge of growth. Think about it. The moments that shaped you the most were probably the ones that scared you the most. The first time you spoke up, when your voice was shaking. The first step you took toward a dream. Even when you weren't ready, fear always shows up where transformation begins. The problem isn't fear itself. The problem is waiting for fear to go away before you take action. It won't. If you wait to feel perfectly ready, perfectly confident, perfectly fearless, you'll be waiting forever. The people who change their lives aren't those who never feel afraid. They're the ones who act in spite of fear. Courage isn't the absence of fear. It's the decision to move forward while fear tags along for the ride. So how do you do this? Start by reframing the way you see fear. Instead of viewing it as a stop sign, see it as a green light. Fear means you're on the edge of something meaningful. When you feel that rush of nerves before making a decision, tell yourself, this matters, that's why I'm scared, and that's exactly why I need to do it. Fear becomes fuel when you learn to interpret it this way. Next, take small but bold actions. Bold doesn't always mean dramatic. It doesn't have to be quitting your job tomorrow or completely changing your life overnight. It can be as simple as speaking up in a meeting, reaching out to someone you admire, or setting a boundary you've been avoiding. What matters is that it stretches you. The more often you take these small leaps, the more you train your brain to see fear as an invitation, not a threat. Preparation can also help calm fear. Often, we're not afraid of the action itself, but of being unprepared. If you're nervous about giving a presentation, practice it multiple times. If you're scared to have a difficult conversation, plan what you want to say. Preparation builds confidence, and confidence makes bold action easier. But don't confuse preparation with perfection. At some point, you have to stop planning and start doing. Another powerful strategy is to focus on the outcome instead of the fear. Close your eyes and imagine how you'll feel after taking the leap. Imagine the relief, the pride, the sense of growth. Hold on to that vision when fear tries to hold you back. Fear looks big in the moment, but it usually fades the instant you take action. It's like standing at the edge of a cold pool. The hardest part is jumping in. And here's something important. Fear often disguises itself as logic. It tells you to wait until the timing is right, or gather more information, or think about it just a little longer. These are just excuses, dressed up as smart decisions. Deep down, you usually know when fear is talking. Be honest with yourself. If the only thing standing between you and your next step is fear, it's time to act. During these 30 days, Challenge yourself to do one bold thing each week, just one. It could be having that conversation you've been avoiding, sharing your work publicly, or finally starting the project you've been dreaming about. Write it down, commit to it, and follow through no matter what. Each bold action will build your confidence and show you that fear doesn't control you. You control fear. Remember, fear will always be part of the journey. It never fully disappears, and that's okay. The goal isn't to eliminate fear, but to walk alongside it. To feel the fear and take action anyway. Because on the other side of fear lies growth, freedom, and the life you've been longing for. Bold action is the heartbeat of reinvention. Every time you push past fear, you become a little stronger, a little braver, and a lot closer to the person you want to be. Don't wait for courage to magically appear. Create it through action. Step forward today, even if your knees are shaking, and prove to yourself that you are stronger than your fear. Chapter 10. Build unshakable confidence in yourself. Confidence is one of the most powerful tools you can have on your journey of reinvention. It's the quiet strength that pushes you to take action, to face challenges, and to keep going when things get hard. Without confidence, even the best opportunities can slip through your fingers because you'll doubt yourself before you even try. With confidence, you become unstoppable. You don't need everything to be perfect because you trust yourself to figure it out along the way. Here's something most people get wrong about confidence. They think it's something you either have or you don't. They assume confident people were just born that way, blessed with natural charisma or talent. But that's not true. Confidence is not a fixed trait. It's a skill, one you can build step by step, like a muscle. And just like a muscle, the more you work on it, the stronger it becomes. The first step to building unshakable confidence is keeping the promises you make to yourself. Think about it. If a friend constantly broke their word, would you trust them? Of course not. The same thing happens internally. Every time you tell yourself you're going to do something and then you don't, you chip away at your own self-trust. Over time, this creates doubt and insecurity. But when you follow through, even on small commitments, you send a powerful message to yourself, I can rely on me. Start with tiny promises, like waking up when you say you will, or completing one simple task each day. These small wins add up, and they form the foundation of genuine confidence. Next, remember that confidence doesn't come from avoiding failure. It comes from facing it. Too many people wait until they feel completely ready before taking action. But readiness is an illusion. You'll never feel 100% prepared, and that's okay. The most confident people you know didn't start out confident. They built their courage by stepping into situations that scared them, learning through experience, and proving to themselves that they could handle discomfort. Every time you do something you were afraid of, you expand your comfort zone. Another powerful way to strengthen confidence is to focus on preparation. Think about a time you had to give a presentation or interview for a job. If you walked in completely unprepared, your nerves probably took over. But if you practiced, planned, and visualized success, you likely felt calm and capable. Preparation doesn't eliminate fear, but it dramatically reduces it. When you're prepared, you feel in control, and that control breeds confidence. Confidence is also deeply connected to how you talk to yourself. Your inner dialogue shapes how you see yourself and what you believe is possible. If you constantly tell yourself, I'm not good enough, your brain will find ways to prove you right. But if you start speaking to yourself with encouragement, you'll create a completely different reality. Try this each morning. Look in the mirror and state three things you're proud of and three things you're working toward. It may feel awkward at first, but over time these affirmations rewire your thinking and strengthen your self-belief. The people you surround yourself with also play a huge role. If you're constantly around negative, critical voices, your confidence will naturally shrink. But when you spend time with supportive, uplifting people, their belief in you reinforces your own. Choose your circle carefully. Sometimes, building confidence means setting boundaries or even walking away from relationships that tear you down. Lastly, understand that confidence isn't about being perfect. It's about embracing imperfection and moving forward anyway. Real confidence doesn't come from never making mistakes. It comes from knowing that even if you fail, you'll get back up and try again. It's the deep trust that no matter what happens, you can handle it. For the next 30 days, commit to one small daily action that builds your confidence. Maybe it's speaking up in a meeting, trying a new skill, or practicing a habit you've been avoiding. Each day you show up for yourself, you'll stack another brick in the foundation of your self-belief. Confidence isn't built overnight. It grows slowly, like the sunrise, until one day you look in the mirror and realize you've become someone who doesn't just hope. You know you can handle whatever life throws your way. And when you reach that point, there's nothing you can't achieve. Chapter 11. Surround yourself with people who lift you higher. No matter how strong and determined you are, you can't reinvent your life in isolation. The people around you play a massive role in your growth, often more than you realize. Your environment is like invisible hands, either pushing you forward or quietly pulling you back. If you surround yourself with negative, unmotivated, or toxic people, you'll constantly feel drained and stuck. But if you build a circle of supportive, uplifting individuals, you'll find yourself naturally rising to a higher level. There's a powerful truth you've probably heard before. You are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. Think about that for a moment. Look at the people closest to you, your friends, family, co-workers. Are they encouraging you to grow? Or are they keeping you comfortable in the same place? Do they celebrate your progress? Or do they secretly resent it? These questions can be uncomfortable, but they're necessary. Because your relationships either align with your vision or compete against it. When you're on a journey of reinvention, not everyone will understand. Some people will cheer you on, but others might resist your growth. This isn't always because they dislike you. Often your progress reminds them of their own stagnation. It forces them to face the fact that they could be doing more with their lives, and that can be uncomfortable. So instead of supporting you, they may criticize you, joke about your efforts, or try to pull you back down to their level. Here's the thing, you can love people without allowing them to have power over your future. If someone's energy constantly drags you down, it's okay to create distance. You don't have to cut everyone out of your life dramatically, but you can limit your exposure. Think of it like protecting a wound while it heals. During these 30 days of reinvention, you need to surround yourself with voices that encourage your healing and growth, not voices that tear you apart. Start by intentionally seeking out people who embody the qualities you want to develop. If you want to be more disciplined, find someone who consistently shows up and gets things done. If you want to build confidence, spend time with people who radiate courage and self-belief. Even being around their energy will begin to influence you in positive ways. This could be a mentor, a supportive friend, or even an online community of like-minded individuals. Sometimes the people who lift you higher won't be in your immediate circle yet. That's okay. You can still connect with their ideas and mindsets through books, podcasts, and audiobooks. When you read the words of great thinkers or listen to inspiring voices, it feels like they're speaking directly to you. Over time, their influence becomes part of your inner circle. You're essentially training your mind to adopt the thoughts and habits of extraordinary people, even if you've never met them in person. It's also important to actively become the kind of person who lifts others higher. Relationships are a two-way street. If you want to attract supportive, empowering people, you must offer the same energy in return. Encourage others when they take risks. Celebrate their progress without jealousy. Be the friend or mentor you wish you had. When you give genuine support, you naturally create deeper, more meaningful connections. One thing you'll need to practice is setting boundaries. This doesn't mean being cold or harsh. It simply means being clear about what you will and won't allow in your life. If someone constantly brings negativity, drama, or criticism, calmly limit the time and energy you invest in that relationship. Boundaries aren't about punishment, they're about protection. You're protecting the version of yourself you're working so hard to create. During these 30 days, take a close look at your relationships. Make a simple list of three types of people: those who lift you up, those who keep you stuck, and those who drag you down. Spend more time with the first group, be cautious with the second, and limit the influence of the third. Even small shifts in your social circle can have a massive impact on your mindset and motivation. Remember, you don't have to walk this path alone. Growth is easier when you have people who believe in you, challenge you, and remind you of your potential when you forget. Surround yourself with those who light a fire inside you, and watch how quickly your life begins to change. When you rise, you'll inspire others to rise too, and together, you'll create a ripple effect of transformation that extends far beyond these 30 days. Chapter 12. Create systems that make success automatic. Motivation is powerful, but it's not reliable. You've probably experienced this yourself. One day you wake up feeling fired up, ready to take on the world. The next day, that fire is gone, and everything feels like a struggle. If you rely only on motivation to carry you through these 30 days and beyond, you'll end up stuck in a cycle of starting strong and then losing steam. The secret to lasting success isn't more motivation. It's building systems that keep you moving forward, even on the days when you don't feel like it. Think of a system as a structure that supports you. It's like a set of rails that keeps a train moving in the right direction. When you have the right systems in place, progress becomes automatic. You don't have to wake up every morning and debate whether or not you'll work on your goals. The decision is already made because your system takes care of it. For example, let's say your goal is to exercise regularly. If you rely on motivation, you'll wake up and think, "Do I feel like working out today?" And most of the time, the answer will be no. But if you create a system like setting out your workout clothes the night before, scheduling your exercise at the same time every day, and having a friend who holds you accountable, you remove the need for that daily decision. You just follow the plan, like brushing your teeth or making coffee. The key to designing powerful systems is to focus on the process, not just the outcome. Many people get obsessed with results, losing 10 pounds, saving a certain amount of money, finishing a big project. Results are important, but they take time. If you only focus on the end goal, you'll get discouraged when progress feels slow. A system keeps your attention on what you can control today. Instead of obsessing over losing 10 pounds, your system might be eating a healthy breakfast, exercising for 20 minutes, and tracking your meals. Follow the system, and the results will follow naturally. Another important part of systems is simplicity. If a system is too complicated, you won't stick with it. Start with small, clear steps. Think of it like building a bridge, one plank at a time. For instance, if you want to become more productive, your system might include a 10-minute planning session each morning, working in focused 45-minute blocks, and ending your day by writing down tomorrow's top three tasks. Simple, repeatable steps. Habits and systems go hand in hand. A habit is an action you repeat automatically. A system is the structure that supports those habits. For example, your habit might be journaling for 5 minutes each morning, and your system could be leaving your journal on your nightstand, so you see it first thing when you wake up. The easier you make the desired action, the more likely you are to follow through. Accountability can also strengthen your systems. When someone else knows your goals and checks in on your progress, you're far more likely to stay consistent. This could be a friend, a mentor, or even an online community. The point is to create external pressure that helps you stay on track when your internal motivation dips. Here's a simple framework you can use to build any system: trigger, action, reward. A trigger is something that reminds you to start. The action is the habit itself. The reward reinforces the behavior, so you want to repeat it. For instance, if your goal is to meditate each morning, your trigger might be making coffee. The action is sitting down to meditate for 5 minutes. The reward could be enjoying your coffee afterward, associating that pleasure with the habit. Over time, this loop becomes automatic. During these 30 days, focus on creating just one or two core systems that will support your reinvention. Maybe it's a morning routine that fuels your mindset, a meal prep system that keeps you eating healthy, or a budgeting system that helps you save money. Start small and build gradually. Once a system is in place, it will run in the background of your life, freeing up your energy for bigger decisions and bold actions. The beauty of systems is that they work even when you don't feel like working. They carry you through the tough days, the tired days, the unmotivated days. With the right systems, success stops being something you chase and becomes something you live. Instead of constantly fighting to stay on track, you'll find yourself naturally moving toward the life you've envisioned, step by step, day by day. Don't wait for motivation to magically show up. Build systems that make progress inevitable, and watch how they quietly transform your life. This is how reinvention becomes not just a 30-day challenge, but a sustainable way of living. Chapter 13. Track your progress and adjust quickly. One of the biggest mistakes people make when trying to reinvent their lives is charging forward without stopping to measure where they are. They work hard, take action every day, and hope it's leading them in the right direction. But hope alone isn't a strategy. If you want lasting change, you need to track your progress. You need to see what's working, what's not, and make quick adjustments before small problems turn into big setbacks. Think about it like sailing a boat. If you're off course by just a few degrees and you don't check your direction, you could end up miles away from where you intended to go. But if you pause regularly, adjust the sails, and correct your path, you'll reach your destination. Your 30-day reinvention journey works the same way. The daily actions you take are like setting the sails, tracking your progress is what keeps you on course. The first step is defining what success looks like for you. You can't measure progress if you don't know what you're aiming for. Go back to the vision you created in Chapter 1, the version of yourself you want to become. Break that vision into specific, measurable indicators. If you're working on your health, maybe success means exercising 5 days a week or improving your energy levels. If your focus is financial growth, it could mean saving a certain amount or reducing debt by a specific percentage. Clear goals make progress visible. Once you know what to measure, decide how you'll track it, daily or weekly. This doesn't have to be complicated. A simple notebook, a digital app, or even a calendar with check marks can work wonders. The goal isn't to create a fancy tracking system. It's to give yourself visual proof that you're moving forward. When you see those marks adding up, you'll feel a surge of motivation to keep going. It's like watching your future self take shape right in front of you. At the end of each week, take 10 to 15 minutes to reflect. Ask yourself three simple questions. What went well this week? What didn't go as planned? What will I do differently next week? This reflection time is crucial. It turns your experience into wisdom. Instead of blindly repeating the same mistakes, you can spot patterns and make smarter choices. Maybe you notice that you're most productive in the mornings, so you start scheduling your most important tasks earlier in the day. Or maybe you realize that a certain habit isn't giving you the results you expected, so you replace it with something more effective. These small adjustments compound over time, leading to massive results. Here's something important to remember. Progress isn't always a straight line. Some days you'll feel unstoppable, and other days you'll feel like you're moving backward. That's normal. What matters is that you keep showing up and making those tiny course corrections. Don't judge your journey based on one bad day or even a tough week. Look at the overall trend. If you're moving in the right direction, you're winning. Be careful not to get stuck in all or nothing thinking. Many people quit the moment they slip up. They miss one workout or break a habit and decide they've failed completely. But a single setback doesn't erase your progress. Imagine spilling a little water on the floor. You wouldn't throw out the whole glass, right? You'd just clean up the spill and keep drinking. Treat your reinvention journey the same way. When you slip, don't spiral into guilt or self-criticism. Simply get back on track as quickly as possible. Accountability can also amplify your tracking efforts. Share your goals and progress with someone you trust, a friend, mentor, or even a group of like-minded people. Knowing that someone will check in with you adds a layer of responsibility that keeps you consistent. Plus, they can offer insights you might miss on your own. Sometimes an outside perspective is exactly what you need to adjust and keep moving forward. Finally, celebrate your wins, no matter how small. Progress tracking isn't just about finding problems, it's also about acknowledging growth. Each time you see improvement, pause and give yourself credit. That celebration fuels your motivation and reminds you why you started. Reinvention is a process of continual learning and adjusting. It's not about being perfect, it's about being aware. When you track your progress and respond quickly to what you learn, you turn this 30-day challenge into a powerful system for lifelong growth. You'll no longer wander aimlessly or waste energy on what doesn't work. Instead, every step will have purpose, and every adjustment will bring you closer to the life you've envisioned. Remember, what you measure grows. Start tracking today, and you'll be amazed at how quickly your progress accelerates. Chapter 14. Stay consistent when motivation fades. In the beginning of any journey, motivation feels unstoppable. You start with excitement, full of energy and determination. You imagine how amazing life will be when you finally reach your goal, and that vision drives you forward. But here's the reality. Motivation doesn't last forever. Some days, you'll wake up ready to take on the world. Other days, you'll wake up tired, distracted, and tempted to skip the very habits that are leading you to success. If you don't know how to handle those low-energy moments, you'll fall into the trap so many people do, starting strong and then slowly drifting back to old routines. This is where consistency comes in. Consistency is what carries you forward when motivation disappears. Think of motivation as the spark that lights the fire. It's exciting and powerful, but it burns out quickly. Consistency is the wood that keeps the fire going long after the spark fades. If you want to reinvent your life in 30 days and keep that progress going for years, you must learn to rely on consistency, not fleeting bursts of motivation. The first step is to lower the bar on tough days. When you feel unmotivated, don't aim for perfection, aim for progress. If you plan to work out for 30 minutes, but you're completely exhausted, commit to just 10 minutes. If you were going to write a full page in your journal, but your mind feels foggy, write a single sentence instead. The goal is to keep the habit alive. Even a tiny action keeps your identity intact. You prove to yourself, "I am still the kind of person who shows up." This is how habits stick long term. Another powerful strategy is to anchor your habits to a bigger why. Motivation fades when you focus only on the task itself. For instance, if you see exercise as just lifting weights or running, it's easy to skip when you're tired. But if you connect it to a deeper purpose, being strong for your family, living longer, proving to yourself that you can do hard things, it becomes much harder to walk away. On difficult days, remind yourself why you started this 30-day journey in the first place. Your why will carry you through the moments when discipline feels like a burden. Accountability also plays a huge role in staying consistent. When you keep your goals to yourself, it's easy to hide when you slip. But when someone else knows what you're working toward, you feel a greater sense of responsibility. This doesn't mean you need to broadcast your plans to everyone. It could be as simple as checking in with a trusted friend or mentor each week, or even joining an online group of people with similar goals. The key is having someone who notices when you show up and when you don't. Consistency also thrives in structured routines. When you make your habits part of your daily schedule, they become automatic, like brushing your teeth or making coffee. The less you have to think about whether or not you'll do something, the easier it becomes to follow through. Decide ahead of time when and where your habit will happen. For example, I will meditate for 5 minutes after I brush my teeth in the morning, or I will write in my journal right after dinner. Clear, consistent routines eliminate the need for constant decision-making. Here's something important to remember. Progress doesn't always feel exciting. Some days will feel repetitive or even boring. That's normal. The magic of reinvention isn't in the dramatic movie-like moments. It's in the quiet, ordinary days when you keep going, even when no one is watching. The most successful people aren't the ones who do extraordinary things once in a while. They're the ones who do ordinary things consistently over time. And when you inevitably slip, because you will, don't fall into the all-or-nothing trap. Missing one day doesn't mean you've failed. It just means you're human. The real danger isn't in missing a day, it's in letting that one missed day spiral into a week or a month. The moment you notice yourself drifting, pause, forgive yourself, and get back on track immediately. A single stumble can't ruin your progress unless you stop walking altogether. As you approach the final stretch of this 30-day journey, understand this motivation may have started your reinvention, but consistency will finish it. Each day you show up, even when you don't feel like it, you cast a vote for the future self you're becoming. Over time, those small steady votes create an identity that no fleeting burst of motivation ever could. So when the excitement fades, keep going. When the results seem slow, keep going. When no one notices your effort, keep going. Because reinvention doesn't belong to those who start strong. It belongs to those who refuse to quit. One small consistent action at a time. Chapter 15. Keep reinventing yourself beyond 30 days. You've spent the last 30 days challenging yourself, building new habits, and creating powerful changes in your life. That's something to be proud of. But here's the truth you need to hear. This isn't the finish line, it's only the beginning. Reinvention isn't a one-time event, it's a way of life. The person you are today will one day need to evolve again. And if you stop growing, you'll slowly drift back into old patterns, without even realizing it. Think of these 30 days as the launch pad, not the destination. You've built momentum, gained clarity, and proven to yourself that you are capable of change. Now your mission is to carry that momentum forward, to keep challenging yourself, keep refining your vision, and keep stepping into new levels of your potential. The first step to doing this is to reflect on what you've learned. Look back over the past month and ask yourself, what worked well? What surprised me? Where did I struggle? Reflection turns experience into wisdom. Without it, you risk repeating the same mistakes. Take time to celebrate your wins, no matter how small they seem. Each habit you built, each fear you faced, and each day you showed up is proof that you have the power to shape your future. Next, create a new 30-day challenge for yourself. It doesn't have to be as intense as this first one, but having a clear focus for the next month will keep you from slipping into autopilot. Maybe you want to improve your finances, deepen a relationship, or learn a new skill. Pick one area of growth and design a simple plan with daily actions, just like you did here. Reinvention thrives on focus. When you give yourself a new target every month, you create a cycle of constant improvement. It's also important to raise your standards as you grow. The habits and routines that got you here may not be enough to take you to the next level. Be willing to outgrow old versions of yourself. For example, maybe waking up 30 minutes earlier helped you build discipline this month. Next month, push for an hour earlier, or add a new challenge to your morning routine. Growth happens when you stretch beyond what feels comfortable. As you move forward, expect resistance. There will be days when you feel like you're slipping back, when old habits try to sneak in, or when life throws unexpected challenges your way. This doesn't mean you've failed, it means you're human. The key is to respond quickly. When you notice yourself drifting, pause, refocus, and recommit. The longer you wait to course correct, the harder it becomes to regain momentum. Another powerful way to keep reinventing yourself is to teach what you've learned. Share your journey with others. It could be a friend, a family member, or even a small group online. When you teach, you solidify your own growth and inspire others to take action. Plus, surrounding yourself with like-minded people creates a network of support that keeps you accountable. Don't forget to update your vision regularly. The goals that inspired you 30 days ago might not be the same ones that excite you 6 months from now. Sit down every few months and ask, "Who am I becoming now? What do I want next?" Your life will expand as your vision expands. If you cling to old dreams out of fear or comfort, you'll limit your growth. Stay curious, stay open. Most importantly, remember that reinvention isn't about being perfect, it's about progress. There will be ups and downs, wins and setbacks. What matters is that you keep moving forward. Even small steps, taken consistently, will transform your life over time. Imagine where you could be 1 year from now, if you kept this process alive. 12 cycles of focused growth, each one building on the last. The person you'll become will be unrecognizable compared to who you are today. That's the power of ongoing reinvention. So as you close this chapter, don't see it as the end. See it as a new beginning. You've proven that you have what it takes to change. Now it's time to keep choosing growth, day after day, month after month. The journey never truly ends. And that's the beauty of it. Because as long as you keep reinventing yourself, your life will always be full of possibility. Your future is wide open. And the best part, you get to create it, one bold step at a time. Conclusion. You've just completed a powerful 30-day journey, a journey of clarity, courage, and transformation. Over these past weeks, you've proven something incredibly important. You are capable of change, not just small, surface-level change, but deep, lasting reinvention. You've shown yourself that you can take control of your life, no matter where you started or what challenges you've faced along the way. Think back to where you were at the beginning of this audiobook. Maybe you felt stuck, unmotivated, or unsure of your next steps. Maybe you were carrying the weight of old habits, fears, or doubts. But now, you've done something extraordinary. You've taken action. You've cleared the clutter, strengthened your mindset, built discipline, and stepped into a version of yourself you might not have even believed was possible before. And yet, this is just the beginning. 30 days is enough to create incredible momentum. But real transformation happens when you keep showing up day after day. Reinvention isn't a one-time event, it's a way of living. Every morning, you get the chance to choose who you will be. You get to decide whether you'll repeat yesterday or rise into something greater. Here's the most important truth to carry with you. Your past does not define you. Your future is shaped by what you do today and every day after this. It doesn't matter how many times you've failed before, how long you've been stuck, or how far away your goals may seem. What matters is that you keep moving forward. Even small, consistent actions will compound into massive results over time. As you continue beyond this 30-day challenge, remember to reflect on your progress and set new goals. Keep surrounding yourself with people who inspire you, and keep building systems that make success feel natural. There will be tough days, days when motivation fades or life feels overwhelming. When that happens, don't quit. Go back to the basics. Take one small step, then another, and trust that momentum will return. Most of all, celebrate how far you've come. You've done something many people never do. You've chosen to take responsibility for your life. That decision alone sets you apart. Carry that pride with you, not as arrogance, but as proof of your strength and resilience. Now, take a deep breath and imagine the person you're becoming. See them clearly in your mind. That version of you is not a dream or a distant possibility. They are real, and they are waiting for you to step fully into that identity. Your life is yours to design. The next 30 days, the next 30 weeks, the next 30 years, they are all blank pages, ready for you to write your story. So don't hold back, be bold. Keep growing, keep reinventing. This is your moment. The first 30 days were the foundation. What you build from here is limitless. Go out there and create a life that excites you, challenges you, and fulfills you. Your future self is cheering you on, and they're ready for you to meet them.